Federales refused to charge alleged human traffickers in Cancun. By Ildefonso Ortiz on April 18, 2022. Mexican federal authorities in Cancun refused to investigate and charge two teenagers who were arrested at a house where they held Cuban migrants. The case took place this week in Benito Juarez, home to Cancun, where municipal police responded to a house and rescued six Cuban migrants held against their will, Noticaribe reported. Authorities arrested a 19- and an 18-year-old man allegedly holding the migrants. According to the Mexican news outlet, local police took the suspects to Mexico's Attorney General's office. But there, investigators refused to process the suspects for unknown reasons. The local police then took the two suspects to the Quintana Roo Attorney General's office. However, according to Noticaribe, the state investigators were not able to charge the suspects and an attorney arrived soon after to file an amparo to request their release. The refusal by state authorities to prosecute comes days after they suspiciously released a man and a woman from Ohio who reportedly stole a vehicle and led authorities on a high-speed chase which ended with shots fired in a crashed vehicle. Derek Chavitas and Christy Shaw of Grafton, Ohio, reportedly stole a vehicle, which was the main mode of transportation and work for a local family, from the Cancun International Airport. Cancun is seeing a rise in violence as rival criminal organizations fight for control of drug and human smuggling routes. Despite claims by Mexican officials, the cartel turf wars have led to shootings and murders in and around the posh resorts. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com.